Hey there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from John.
That was a big sigh you had there at the beginning of the intro, Ben. Are you feeling all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just have to breathe deeply every now and then. I have COVID, so
it sounded like you had a heavy heart. Oh, you have actual COVID. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Thanks for showing up and doing the podcast.
Yeah, yeah, no worries.
Glad you're fighting through it. Please don't die on me. At least not during the episode.
Sure.
Okay, we have an email here from John. I've been studying the LSAT for 2 months now. My diagnostic score was 159, and I'm averaging 167. I consistently score -3 to -5 on LR, -0 to -2 on logic games, and yet on reading comp, I struggle and tend to score -7 to -9. I'm curious as to why you think my RC scores tend to deviate from my LR and LG scores, and if you have any tips for how I can improve on reading comp. On a side note, I feel as though I'm not really attacking RC with any strategy whatsoever, and as a result, I feel myself losing focus and not maintaining any information while reading the passage.
I think this kind of proves actually the point here, John, that usually the patient, not usually, but often the patient can be the best source of information for their problem. You know the problem, right? You've just identified it right here. I don't think we need to speculate too much. If you don't have a strategy and you're not maintaining any information while reading,
well,
I'm surprised you have only -7.
Also, I'm going to give you your strategy. You need to start fucking paying attention to the passage, dude. Like that, you don't need a fancy strategy. I mean, John goes on.
Yeah.
John says, I just started using the LSAT Demon. I began my studies by reading all the PowerScore Bibles and then most recently the LSAT Trainer, which I've heard you're not the biggest fan of. I'm not a big fan of either of those sources. I find the PowerScore Bibles to be heavy-handed and kind of obnoxiously boring. I find the LSAT Trainer to be actually wrong. Reasonable minds can disagree. That's my professional opinion. I think you studied too much theory up front. With reading comp, I mean, the strategy is this, dude. They are testing your reading comprehension. Comprehension means understanding. They're testing whether you understood the passage. My hypothesis is that you're going too fast. You say yourself, I'm not maintaining information while reading the passage. That's a problem. You're not comprehending what you're reading. Well, guess what? If you don't comprehend what you read, then you're going to have a hard time with the questions.
Yeah. And to help you understand exactly what we mean by comprehend, start drilling reading comp passages. And as soon as you're done reading one passage and answering all the questions for that passage, you'll be taken into review. And in the review state, you'll see for a lot of our reading comp passages that the very first explanation is actually not about any of the questions. It's about the passage itself. And it's me, it's Nathan, it might be Becca, reading a passage, reading that passage, the very passage that you just did.
Right.
And pausing after each sentence, sometimes mid-sentence, to comment on what we are thinking as we read it. It's like, hey, I just read this and it sounds like the author is saying this. That's how we read it. We're showing you exactly how we read it. And you just need to start doing that.
Yeah.
And what does it do? It starts with one question, really. I think you're looking for general advice and we're trying to give that to you. But really, you can get concrete examples
of this. But the PowerScore reading comp Bible, and I'm not sure what the trainer says about reading comp, but I'm sure that there's a whole bunch of like heavy-handed, gimmicky little strategies.
Oh, there's an acronym, right? Or something like that.
Oh God. It's all just like this bullshit diagramming and highlighting and underlining and looking for the topic sentence of each paragraph, which probably doesn't even exist. And it's like, the point is you get done with it and you've got all this hieroglyphics on the page of all this notation, if you follow their advice and you still don't fucking understand the passage. You just don't understand the main point of the passage.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to take the passage away from you and you're going to tell me not just the topic, not just the what, but you're going to tell me the thesis. And that's the what about it. Yeah. Why does this document exist?
Yeah.
Why did they write this document? What do they want? And it should be like, if you were explaining it to your mom, tell your mom what this passage is about.
Yeah.
Not just the topic, but why did they write it about this topic? What do they want? What are they selling here? And if you do that, I mean, if you can't do that, then you just didn't read the passage well enough. I would like to also point out that I frequently know the main point of the passage after just the first paragraph. I've noticed this happening a lot lately. I read the first paragraph so intensely that then the second, third, fourth paragraphs are just like, oh yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Yep, I knew you were going to say that. They like flesh it out at length and in detail, but it's like, well, yeah, but I knew that that's where you were going kind of.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Because even if it doesn't say it in the first paragraph, the way the author talks, it's like you're hedging a little bit here about this idea. I can just feel that you're going to come back and reject it or something along those lines.
Yep. Last tip about reading comp, John. Try to treat reading comp more like logical reasoning. Get a more aggressive approach to it. In LR, if you're good at LR, which you're okay at LR, -3, -5, you can improve, but you're pretty good at LR. You're okay at LR. You don't get to be that good at LR without attacking the arguments.
Yeah.
I want you to attack the reading comp passage in the same way. Have a little bit of a confrontational approach. Expect them to be bullshitting you. Look for reason, like go, huh? What? What are you talking about? What do you mean by that? Yeah. Why are you telling me this? What do you want? What are you selling? If they make something that sounds like a conclusion, what's your evidence for that? Why? Why do you say that?
Yeah.
You just gave your opinion. What's your justification for that opinion? Start, have that like a little more confrontational, kind of an aggressive attacking sort of an approach on reading comp. I think you'll have more fun. But for two, I think at the same time, you're going to also understand the passage better. You can't really attack it if you don't understand it.
Well, not only understand it, but also notice what he says here. He's not maintaining any information while reading the passage. What conversations in your life do you remember? The ones where you smiled and nodded your head, or the ones where you said, wait, dude, I don't think you're right about that. Yeah. And you got in an argument with somebody. Not saying that all arguments don't have to be negative. They can just be disagreements. And you remember that stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.